Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is March 27th, 2009, day 63. This is not your typical podcast. It's primarily about me and ridding myself of the porn in my life for good. If I can help you along the way, then so be it. But please join me in this adventure of ridding ourselves of the porn in our life for good. Hello again. Good to talk to you again. Just wondering how all of you are doing. Had a few emails at helpmequitporn@gmail.com and love to hear from you guys. It's really encouraging to myself, and hopefully this is encouraging or is as encouraging to you as it is to me receiving emails from you guys. So again, feel free to email, can be completely anonymous, helpmequitporn@gmail.com. So today I wanted to talk to you about love and compassion, and maybe not in the sense that you might think, but basically those of us who continue to look at porn or struggle looking at porn have had that issue regularly throughout our lives. Looking at porn greatly affects our attitude. It affects how we treat others. It affects our compassion and love towards others. So I've seen that myself personally. As I stop looking at porn, the longer I don't look at porn, I see dramatic attitude change in myself. I find that to be, not really what I expected. I never noticed that I had had any sorts of, attitude issues or, I know I've been me-focused for so long, you know. There's people that say, that I know somebody that they actually told me I have I-itis, meaning everything is me, I. And I hate using the word I, especially on a podcast, but this time it really is about me. In trying to rid this porn out of my life. So, and like I said, if I can help others, well, you know, that's why I do this as well. It gives me some sort of accountability in telling you guys, but at the same time, you know, just keeps me on a schedule of regularly thinking about it and thinking properly by looking up verses and such. So in order to help you, and myself, you know, we'll continue to do this. So the verse that I was able to look up today is from Hosea 2:19. And the way we're going to approach this is a little bit different, but let me read this to you first. Hosea 2:19. I will make you my wife forever, showing you righteousness and justice, unfailing love and compassion. And the reason I mention this verse is it kind of spoke to me in that with attitude. Our attitudes change dramatically when we look at porn. Whether you realize it or not, that's the reality of it. And first of all, we need to be righteous. You know, to be wrong by looking at porn, by lusting after women, you know, doesn't make it very easy for us to get into the kingdom of heaven. Or at all. So, first of all, we need to rid it out of our lives for that reason, so that we can grow closer to God and seek His face. Secondly, like I said, it changes your attitude. So to break this verse down, I will make you my wife forever. Well, obviously we know what that's talking about. So in order to show your wife righteousness, showing your wife righteousness, now that is just one translation. That's the New Living Translation. Let's just take a look at a different translation to see if we have anything slightly different. Let's just go to the traditional King James. So that was the New Living Translation. And So it's basically saying the same thing. I just wanted to make sure that it's not completely different. But anyway, showing love and compassion really is the next part of the verse that, you know, first we must be righteous. And in order to be righteous, obviously we need to be as sin-free as we can, seeking God daily, praying daily, and being forgiven daily. The other thing we need to do is show love to our wives or girlfriends, although you're not to be, you know, engaged in sexual practices, although most people are. But what I'm trying to say is you need to show love and compassion and not the sexual type of love. I'm no expert at marriage, that's for sure. But to show love and compassion, love as in genuine love, that you actually care. Do you want to take the time to do things that are special, that affect the littlest things for your wife or your girlfriend? And you need to build on that solid relationship and foundation moving forward. Compassion is another thing. You know, a lot of us take that for granted. People show us compassion, but we may not be the best at showing compassion. In fact, I find myself being more and more harsh towards people when I do not, or when I do look at porn. When I don't, I become more compassionate. I actually can take the time to think of others. It takes the focus off of me and puts it towards other people, which is right where we need to be. So I don't want to go too much in detail, but again, you know, there's something to be said, you know, for those people that are righteous and have love and compassion. You can tell when someone has that. You can just tell, and it's very few and far between when they're truly righteous. No one is truly righteous except for Jesus and God, but the most righteous men I've known are completely set apart from anyone else. And I know them personally, a few of them, and there's a big difference. So the point is, let's try and make ourselves as righteous as possible so that we can be loving and caring towards our wives and be that example we need to be. I don't have a whole lot else to say, but let's just say a quick prayer and we'll be on for today. Lord, we thank you again for today. We thank you for your son dying on the cross so that we can be forgiven of the things we've done. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to keep our focus on you and off of the lusts of this world and the desires of our heart that may be wrong. Lord, we ask that you would instill us with your love and compassion towards others and help us to be righteous through you. And Lord, help us to be examples towards others instead of us having to pull ourselves out of this pit. We ask that you would continue to show your love and grace upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'll see you next time.